When you're ready, you might close your eyes, settling in. Noticing the approaching quiet and the arrival of stillness. Becoming more tranquil. Opening a generous awareness to yourself and your surroundings so that you can hear and perceive with grace. Sometimes it's useful to let gravity do a lot of the work. When you're not meditating, you're probably striving, exercising, walking, typing. Whatever it may be, you have to resist the pull of gravity to accomplish it. But in meditation, you can be sloppy that way. You can let the earth do a lot of the carrying. Settling in. Noticing a quiet that is not silent, but has small occasional noises and a susurrus behind you. Noticing your body come to stillness in the precious and unique environment in which you find yourself. When you're ready, take a few breaths, deeper in each time, slower out each time. You can use your breath to address any places of tension, literally or figuratively drawing the breath to any joints or muscles that are tight or sore. At this moment in your life, there are probably things ahead that you're looking forward to. Good things that are coming. There always are good things coming, even if it might just be a cold ice cream at the end of the day. And positive feelings can energize us and can also be distracting from any task at hand. So we'll do a practice of wrapping up and setting aside those emotions to carry with us. Continuing to breathe. And when your mind takes you on fantastic journeys just by virtue of neurons firing, come back to listen to my voice, to consider the imagery I'll offer you, or just notice your breath and the space you're in. Picture a beautiful cloth, a carpet, a rug that you can lay out on the ground in front of you. Notice its colors or patterns, texture and size. In mind's eye, imagine this experience that excites you. Give it physical form, perhaps a tool, an implement, a constructed work. Give it a shape and a form. And then lay it down on the cloth. Fold over one corner, and then another corner of the cloth, gently wrapping with affection and care this excitement. Take the third corner and the fourth corner. Pull the edges taut. Make a knot if you can. Gather it up all together. Place it aside for later travel and reopening. When moments of distraction arrive in this meditation, just breathe. Settle in, feel gravity. Let your muscles and joints expand and relax. There are probably experiences ahead about which you are curious. Neither filled with excitement nor dread, but uncertainty, ambivalence, questions. Will an email arrive? Will a plan materialize? Lay out a second cloth. It may be in the same style as the first. It may represent something different. New colors or shapes or sizes. Picture it in your mind's eye. Give it detail, structure. Then there is this experience ahead, about which you are neutral or ambivalent or curious. Give it a form, something made, something constructed, something tangible. Once you've given it form, gently lay it on the cloth, observing how they sit together. And then beginning once again to wrap it up. You may want to start from another corner, go in the opposite direction, whatever suits you. Take one corner, and then another, folding it in. A third corner, the last corner. Wrapping it up, perhaps twisting it closed. And then with reverence, putting it gently aside. And coming back to your breath, coming back to this particular moment, this distinct experience of meditation, of listening, of being and attending. In every life, there are moments ahead of anxiety, fear, or mistrust. Worry is natural and helpful in decision-making and self-protection and self-care. But I think for most of us, we'd prefer that it not dominate our field of view. So in your mind, create another cloth. It may not even have corners. Lay it out before you. Observe its color and texture, shape and size. Give it meaning and form. And then in another place in your mind's eye, focus on an object that can represent your worry. And once you have that, lay it on the cloth. Observe. Be somewhat detached and amused. Take one part of the cloth or one corner. Pull it over this sacred object. Take another part. A third. And a fourth. Wrap it up. Gather it together. Set it aside. Gently, delicately. Putting it aside for the journey through your day and life. Not to be ignored, not to be given up, not to be crushed. To remain present, but not overwhelming. Come back to your breathing. Maybe you feel a sense of pride in the packing process. And continue to breathe.